Thank you for joining us to learn more about medical mobile apps in dermatology. With us today is Dr. Craig Burkhart, Assistant Professor in the Department of Dermatology at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Dr. Burkhart, what apps may be helpful to physicians?
Yes, lots of apps out there to help physicians. I have a couple favorites of mine. The application market is pretty rapidly exploding, so 2 years ago when I first gave a lecture on apps, there were about 2,000 medical or healthcare-related apps out there, and now there's well over 10,000. And when you look at physicians, 80% of us own a smartphone, and that's different from the general population where it's maybe around two-thirds. And if you have a smartphone and you're a physician, 95% of us are downloading applications for medical info. So we've pretty rapidly adopted this technology. And actually, what's also interesting is that you'd think it'd just be the younger doctors that are using mobile applications. But if you look at tablet owners, the biggest group of people that own tablets, most of them are over 20 years into practice. So these are just some applications that I use, the ones that are on my home screen right now, but definitely not an exhaustive list. And different dermatologists will find different apps useful for them. One thing as a physician with a busy life is I have lots of applications for task management, getting things done. And basically the rule of that is to do something that is detailed enough to help you out, but not so detailed that you get bogged down just playing with all the buttons. So my favorite is OmniFocus. It's a nice app for doing all your planning. It's kind of like my little secretary that does everything for me. One thing that physicians all do is we all read journal articles. And a really nice app for reading articles would be something called Read by QXMD. And what this app does is it put in your journals you like to read, you put in the specialty you like to follow, and every day or every week, whenever the journals update, it just puts in all those articles. And if you have a subscription or you belong to a university, it just loads all those articles in there for you, so you have access to every article you'd ever want in all your journals. Every journal article I read at UNC is in there. You always need a cloud-based application. My favorite cloud-based applications are Dropbox. This is a huge storage application for keeping files or movies or whatever you like. And tons of apps out there integrate with Dropbox and makes it extremely useful. So I have a password applications, journal applications, lots of different things that all integrate into that Dropbox account. Evernote, that's kind of a second brain for lots of people. So what Evernote is just an application used for creating notes and keeping notes as you're going throughout your day. So you can record voice notes with it. If you're surfing the net and you see a web page you want to read but you want to read it later, there's a little button on your browser you can press, and now that note will be on your iPhone, your iPad, or your Droid or whatever at the same time. You can record phone call conversations to get them transcribed on it. It's a pretty cool app. They're always expanding it and making that one really nice. So Evernote is pretty awesome. And then if you have all these cloud applications, you want to be able to search them all without having to open each application. And so the way you do that is you buy something called Cloud Magic. And these apps are all like $1 to $5 for the most part. But what Cloud Magic does is it searches all your cloud-based applications, Evernote, Google Drive, Dropbox, several others, and just pulls out the information. So you can search for a word like, say, dermatology. And then every article you have out there that has the word dermatology, no matter what folder you're saving in, will come out for you, so you can easily pull up articles pretty magically that way. If you are using Apple-based products, you always need to have something that reads Microsoft products. So QuickOffice is my favorite application for reading documents in case somebody sends me something that they wrote in, say, PowerPoint, and I can't open it on my Apple product. QuickOffice will open it for me. For interacting with patients, I think it's great to have some kind of video application. I just use whatever video application is on my iPad, but it's a good way to interact with patients is just to have them watch a video as I'm preparing for a biopsy or something like that. I'm a pediatric dermatologist, so adults probably don't need as much distraction as my kids. Another great one would be PDF Converter. If I'm looking online and I see something I want to read and I want it to be in PDF format for any reason, if you buy that PDF converter application, what you can do is, while you're surfing the net, just put the word PDF just in front of the whole website, and it'll save it as a PDF for you, so you can mail it to somebody or sign it and do that sort of thing. The biggest thing I tell doctors is to just try out applications on their own mobile phones and their own tablets. You don't know if they're going to help you out unless you just try to use them. Those would be my favorites. The biggest mistake of dermatologists out there and any doctor is that they don't do a great job of securing their devices. What's kind of interesting is that 84% of doctors use their same mobile phone for personal and work use, and almost half of them, 47%, have no password on their devices. And if they do have a device, most people have the same password everywhere. And most people don't use that 8-digit password with the combination of digits and numbers. And I believe there's a study out there showing that about 1/3 of us have health information actually stored on our devices from our own patients, and we don't put passwords on there. So put passwords on your device, secure your device both physically and encrypt it. That'd be the most important thing. And since this is an app talk, my favorite method for doing that is an app to store your passwords. It's called 1Password, the number 1Password. And man, I'd highly recommend people put some kind of password application, whether it's 1Password, LastPass, TrueCrypt. There's several out there. Just do something to protect your device since it has all the information. And most of us are integrating work and life together through our mobile devices. And it's kind of a risky business to not secure your information. In the future, I just really see the applications becoming better and better. What we're moving to right now is we have applications on our phones that are data stored for the most part on our phone to cloud-based technology, where what we're going to have is little symbols on our phone that point to a computer or somewhere else out in the country with an encrypted message being sent there and sent back to us so that we can do much, much more powerful computing. Right now, you can only store so much information on your phone, but if you have a cloud, you can store unlimited amounts of information. There's only so much mathematics you can do on it to say in the future, maybe if you want to just determine if a mole is benign or malignant, and then in the future, maybe that all that power will be on a big mega computer that everybody can share. So I think the future is going to be storing data off your phone instead of on your phone, and it's just a rapidly evolving field.
Thank you, Dr. Burkhart, for your discussion of mobile medical apps for dermatologists and their patients. For more information, access Dr. Burkhart's guest editorial from the December 2012 issue of Cutis here on Cutis.com.